gold-plated diapers.
Hey, Jellyheads, and welcome to another episode of Flapdoodle Forum. We're your host, Lucas Wilson.
Wait, who are you?
You don't
sound like Lucas Wilson.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not Lucas Wilson. I'm Lucas Walson.
All right, Lucas. I guess I'll be your co-host today, Matt Buckley.
You sure you're not Bat Muckley?
Nope. I sound pretty normal right now.
Okay.
All right. Lucas.
Lucas Walson. You got an article today, Matt?
Of course. What do you think this is?
Doodle Flap'em?
So, I don't know if you know how this show works.
I've been listening a long time.
All right. It's always good to meet a fan. So, I guess I'll go first, if that's all right.
That's A-okay with me, Roboto.
On this first episode of our 2014 season. You ready for this? All right. I'm going to do something a little different.
All right. Go ahead.
Do you have a Facebook, Lucas? Because I'm going to send you the...
Yes, I do. I have
I'm going to add you right now.
All right. Oh, there it is.
And I'm going to send you the link.
I'm accepting.
I'm going to send you the link for my story so you can pull it up and read along.
All right. Sounds good.
You got a lot of friends.
Right. Seems we have a lot of friends in common there, Matt.
A lot of mutuals. All right. You should have received a message from me, Lucas.
Should I click on it?
Yes.
All right.
This is from Minivan News. Police summon
Minivan News.
White magic.
Hold on. Minivan News.
Yes. I haven't researched that. This article
is
loading. Police summon white magic practitioner to investigate possible cursed coconut.
White magic. Is that like good magic?
It's generally thought to be good magic, yes.
Cursed coconut. Wait. So police are summoning a white. Well, so why is it cursed if he's a
I'm
good...
about to get to that.
All right.
Let me read from the article here. This is just crazy. All right. This didn't happen in the United States. It was in the Maldives, which is an archipelago nation, I think.
The Dive-Mals.
Police summoned a white magic practitioner to evaluate a young coconut believed to have been cursed by a black magic spell after it was found near the Gurraidhoo Island presidential election polling station in Kafue Atoll. Police told local media they took the coconut into their possession around 7:05 a.m. yesterday after receiving a report that the suspicious immature coconut was located near the blah 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 school, the island's polling station. The 4-inch coconut had a Surah Quranic verse written in Arabic and was lying on the ground near the school, easy for the public to see. When school students saw the coconut, they called the principal, which is, kids out there, the right thing that you should do if you see a cursed coconut near your school, and then they called the police. It seems like it was a joke.
So Scruff McGruff would say?
A prank. So that people...
Kids, if you see a coconut on the ground, tell an adult.
So now, because of this cursed coconut, 9 police are stationed on the island for the upcoming election instead of the normal amount of 5.
Wait, say that again. There are more police on this island now because it's a cursed coconut?
Yes, they've ramped up their security efforts because...
Now, it's not because they think some sort of terrorist attack or something's about to happen. They actually think this coconut is cursed, right?
Yes. In fact, using black magic to either prevent people from voting or influence them to vote for a particular party or candidate is common practice on Gurraidhoo.
But you said it's white magic.
No, they brought in a white magic person to...
Oh, is he, like, permanently attached to the police?
I have no idea if the police have their very own white magic practitioner.
But... Now, does he come in and, like, do they rope it off, put, like, a 500-foot perimeter around this coconut... And
I'm
like
sure it's. I'm sure it's
magic,
a very intensive
this
process.
White magic police officer comes in and does this thing.
He clears the scene.
He
performs his ritual. He lights a few candles and exorcises the curse from this coconut.
All right.
Now
stand away, children. This coconut's cursed. Don't get anywhere near.
At first glance, this seems like a pretty weird story, and it is. But this made me think of. I'm a big Carl Sagan fan. And he wrote a book called The Demon Haunted World, where it's basically about superstitions and demons and all these other phenomena that people believe in that are not at all validated by science. So this just goes to show that even in our science ruled age, where, you know, there's technology and magic has pretty much been disputed, we still have certain areas of the globe where this is treated as fact. People still believe in these types of things.
Is it fact or faked?
it hasn't yet been confirmed if Josh Gates is going to be involved in cursed coconuts in any way.
What about, what's her name?
Jael.
Jael.
No word
She's
on her
a
either.
Journalist, after all.
Chilan might be investigating this with her photographic prowess, though.
So, what is your take on this, Matt? Would you be scared of this cursed coconut?
I'd be a little weirded out that there was like Quran verses inscribed in
it. Yeah, if you like walked out of your front door on your way to get in your car to go to work, and on the lawn is this inscribed coconut,
I'd probably kick it.
Would you kick it? What if there's a bomb inside?
Then I would have no choice but to call my local white magic practitioner.
And do you have him on speed dial?
The school principal.
Is he one and the same man?
That'd be pretty badass.
Principal by day, shaman by night. The white magic principal.
Or
coming out.
Principal
2015.
By day, shaman all the time. Yeah, if you see any coconuts near your polling stations when you go to vote, I'd be pretty suspicious of that. Because that coconut, while it appears harmless, could be swaying your opinion to vote for a certain candidate.
So if
this is real stuff. This is magic, guys. It's real.
So like if I'm there at the poll and I'm looking over my choices of whether or not I'm going to vote Democrat or Republican, it's going to make me fill in Chuck E. Cheese.
Or Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
If coconuts, dangerous stuff, man. It's dangerous. Now, cursed
now,
coconuts, people.
Where could I learn this magic so I could influence people to do my bidding?
You're going to need to get a plane ticket to the Maldives. You're going to go to your local school there, seek out the principal, and
white
have him
principal.
Teach you his ways. Or her. Could be girl shaman principals out
they
there.
They messed with the last principal. No one was going to darken his playground's day. White magic principal.
Put his kids in danger.
Next topic.
Well, Matt, this comes off of IO9.
Hey, that's where Lucas usually gets his stories from.
Because I've been copying all his habits.
I don't know if I like you, Lucas.
I don't like you either. This is written by George Dvorsky.
Dvorsky?
Dvorsky.
All right.
Freakishly realistic telemarketing robots are denying they're robots.
Whoa.
An update to the story can be found here. Okay. This is how it starts, people. First, we get our chatbots to sound and act realistic, and then we get them to convince everyone they're actually human. Hmm. Listen to this crazy conversation between times Michael Scherer and a telemarketing robot who refuses to admit her true artificial nature.
Huh.
Recently, Time Washington Bureau Chief Michael Scherer received a phone call from an apparently bright and engaging woman asking him if he wanted to deal on his health insurance, but he soon got the feeling something wasn't quite right. After asking the telemarketer point blank if she was a real person or a computer-operated robot, she chuckled charmingly and insisted she was real. Looking to press the issue, Scherer
that sounds creepy.
Asked her, it is, a series of questions, which she promptly failed. Such as, what vegetable is found in a tomato soup? To which she responded by saying she didn't understand the question. When asked what day of the
robot.
Week...
Robot! That's all the information
all
I
the
need
information,
to know.
Yeah. When asked what day of the week it was yesterday, she complained of a bad connection. The oldest trick in the book.
Those robots and their dirty tricks. I want to hear this.
Hello, how are you today?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Well, I'm calling about an online request you once made about health insurance coverage. We work with all major companies and compare all the rates for you. I can get you a quote in about 5 minutes, okay?
Are you a robot?
I am a real person. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, but you sound like a robot.
I understand. Can we continue?
Sure.
Are you currently on Medicare?
No. Why are the questions so personal?
We received your online application for health insurance, and if you're still looking for affordable health insurance with excellent coverage, we can give you a free quote.
Why should I give my information to you?
I understand, but we do work with all carriers, and I can get you a low rate. Getting a quote will only take a minute, okay?
You really do sound like a robot.
I am a real person. Maybe we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that.
Are you sure?
Yes. sure.
I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Hey?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm calling about an online request you once made about health insurance coverage.
Okay.
I work with all major companies and compare...
Hey, are you a robot?
What? No, I am a real person. Maybe we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's crazy. I see you just sound so much like a robot.
I am a real person. Maybe we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that.
Will you tell me you're not a robot? Just say I'm not a robot, please.
I am a real person.
I mean, I believe you, but will you just say I'm not a robot? It'll make me feel better to hear you say it.
There is a live person here.
But I know there is. It would just make me feel so much better to hear you say, I am not a robot.
What?
If you could say the words, I'm not a robot, it would really mean a lot to me.
I am a real person. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I just want to hear you say, I am not a robot.
Yes, I'm a real person.
Right, but will you say I'm not a robot?
Health Enrollment Center? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you currently on Medicare?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But now let me ask you a question.
Medicaid or looking for Medicaid?
We'll go, you ask me a question, then I'll ask you a question. How about that?
Sure.
Okay, are you a robot?
No.
Will you say, I'm not a robot?
I wanted to hear the tomato soup thing.
I didn't record that?
No, but I get the feeling that that was part of his conversation he had prior to recording this. You can, that those recordings were from, found on SoundCloud at Zeke J. Miller, all one word.
That's pretty funny.
So what'd you think? Did you, she sound realistic to you?
She did, but obviously... repeating certain key phrases over and over kind of gave it away that it was a robot.
Having that same laugh and all that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little more here from time. If you want, you can call her too. Her number is 484-589-5611. This number, if you Google it, is the subject of much discussion online as other recipients of Samantha West calls complain on chat boards about this mysteriously persistent lady. Who
Wait, so we can call this
them.
Robot right now?
You could, for that number.
So who's controlling this robot?
After answering her question, one time reporter was transferred to an actual human who did not promptly end the call, as others had when asked about Samantha. Asked for the company's website, the real human on the other end of the line said it was from PremierHealthAgency.com, the website of Fort Lauderdale Company. We're here to help. Because we care. It's the company motto on its homepage. A Time reporter called the company directly, identified himself, and said Time was doing a story about the robot who calls people on the company's behalf. And they said, we don't use robot calls, sir, said the person who answered the phone before promptly hanging up.
Really?
Disturbing, no? This is a problem that's only set to get worse. And just wait until these things are smart enough.
This is
scamming unsuspecting
an
victims.
Interesting scenario here, because the robot is denying it's a robot, and the humans are denying that they're using a robot.
But it's obviously a robot.
Yes.
Now, why are they trying to deny that it's a robot?
Because people might react negatively to that. They're just sending this robot lady
after stuff, all right.
I wouldn't want to be called by a robot.
This could be
lady.
An interesting scenario, because what if these robocalls like reach some senile old man who's lonely and it's like, hey, do you want to buy our super duper health insurance? And he's like, you sound like it a regular person. Sure. $5,000. Here you go.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do. And as somebody who actually worked for a whopping week in telemarketing trying to sell energy solutions to people, there are very few humans who would want to be on the phone calling people offering them health insurance.
It's kind of it seems to pick up what people are saying fairly well, which is the trick. So I'm guessing as these algorithms get better for identifying speech and then they
produce a more wide range of responses that these things
adaptable.
Could become more and more and more prevalent.
Yeah,
crazy,
I can definitely see that.
Crazy futuristic world we're living in. Actually, that reminded me of a short film. I forgot what the name of it was.
I don't want to fall for any of these robots' tricks.
Oh, it's called Dr. Easy. It's about a suicide negotiator. This guy is like about to do something crazy. This robot sent in, and he knows he can identify his emotions, what to say back to him, and what to inform the police that are like, you know, about to jump in with a SWAT team and stuff. So it's interesting. I wonder if this is a prelude to this sort of thing.
We don't want these robots to become too smart and too adaptable.
You're afraid of the singularity, Matt?
I might be. I mean, what if this robot decides it doesn't want to sell health insurance anymore, but it wants to convince people to join its army? What if it becomes so good at persuasion that it can actually recruit people for robo-terrorism?
What? This health insurance robot just starts calling people and making them do things?
I'm going to need you to download this file on your computer, allow it access to all of your personal information.
Oh, okay. Sure thing, robot. Who I can't tell he's a robot.
We all know Grandpa Lucas would fall for anything. So yeah, that's why the future is going to be crazy.
Future. Well, we review a lot of crazy future articles on this show, and shows quite a prediction.
This is the number one show for you to go to find out about these technological breakthroughs and trends.
Breakthroughs going
before
through.
It's mainstream.
It? Didn't Google buy a company or start like a side company or something like that that's solely dedicated to ending death?
Yeah. I read an article in Time, I think, about that. Google's next great challenge.
Will Google be our savior?
The government isn't really keen on it. Pharmaceutical companies aren't keen on it.
Could they do it? Could they get away with it? Just like
Google's doing a lot of crazy stuff. I definitely applaud them trying to mine asteroids. And well, it's a joint venture between Larry Page and some other huge tech guru who has a ton of money to spend on this kind of stuff.
And they just acquired, I forgot what the name of the company is, but the ones that make those creepy robots. Like the dog ones and the people.
I want to get a Google Glass when it becomes available to the public. I think it'd be pretty cool. I mean, they're a corporation. They still want to make money, obviously, but they're really innovating on a lot of different fronts. So
yeah, it's actually kind of interesting that a company would want to invest in preventing death.
Well, you keep your customers alive longer and you'll get more of their money, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to live to be like 200.
250.
Then I'd just stop. Like, that's enough.
Although, if you live 1,000 years, that's almost living through like a nice huge cycle of human civilization.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I wouldn't want to live out 900 years as an old geezer. I would want to have at least like a 30 or 40 year old body.
Yeah, but imagine, you know, by then they would have the technology to
reverse
your age. Like I do an article. I can't remember if I did the article, but there's an article I read that they had developed this like thing that reinvigorates the muscles in mice back to the state that they were when they were young. So it was like a two-year-old mouse, which what they've made and bred to be is about equivalent to like maybe, I don't know, 40-something-year-old person, maybe a 60-year-old person, and then giving this thing, and they go back to what they were maybe like when they were like 2 months old or something like that, which is like going back to when you were 20. So their muscles, strength, and durability.
Although there are some challenges to overcome. I don't know if you read that Cracked article, like 6 ways immortality would suck or something
like
that.
Yes, but that's if like you could not die, period. Like the biggest problem was like you would get stuck somewhere at some point.
Well, another thing is, you know how our perception of time increases as we get older? Like it would get to the point where...
Although I wonder also, there's also, I've been thinking about, is that with perception of time, I've also noticed that if my perception of time has also been based on how many new experiences did I have in this, say, day or week or month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're younger, everything's new. And the older you get, the more familiar you are with everything. So everything becomes a little more mundane, especially when you graduate and you just get a day to a 9-to-5 job that you're repeating every day. But then those, say you had like you went on a vacation that you did lots of stuff in. And then, you know, you come back and like, you know, it was, and a month goes by and you're like, wow, that feels like it, like a week goes by and you're like, wow, that feels like that happened like a year ago. It's like,
okay.
So then you're,
I see what you're
perception
saying.
Of time slows.
Hmm.
So perhaps if you continue to make
experiences. One thing with that is I think about when I was in high school and I wasn't experiencing a ton of new stuff at that time. It was just kind of like go to school, go home, do homework, sometimes go to work, and it seems like time was going by a lot slower then.
Have you asked, when you watch, like, say you watch like a movie trailer for the first time, didn't the first time you watched it felt longer than any other time you watched it? For me, it does, because I'm seeing new stuff.
Okay.
But then I see, when the second time I watch it, it's like, wow, I don't remember this coming up so fast. Movies, just watching movie, period, too. Yeah. Movies, when I watch them, feel longer than when I rewatch them.
That makes sense.
Well, Matt, it's been a fun episode of Flappy Doodle.
Sure has.
Sorry Lucas couldn't be here to...
Well, Lucas, you weren't so bad.
No? Well, I've been learning. I listen to you guys.
You're not a robot, are you?
Every day.
Say, I am not a robot.
I don't understand your question.
I know you don't understand. I just want you. I just want to hear you say.
Would you like another list of options?
Oh my God!
Eradicate.
No!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Flapdoodle Forum. If you enjoyed this and you want to listen to more, go to psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really helps out the show. And if you're a fan, anyone else, spread the madness. Give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish. And follow us on Twitter @jellycast. And finally, any thoughts, words, comments, or questions, or perhaps a crazy story you would like to share, send it our way at email@psychojellyfish.com. It has been a fun one, folks. Keep it psycho.
Listen to this crazy conversation between times Michael Schlisch.